Angels weren't all that great fundamentally. The Orioles have had their problems there, so you take advantage of their mistakes. That's what Zach Eplin said, and that's what the Orioles did. Now they come home feeling a little bit better about themselves than they were after the Minnesota debacle. Now the Twins come in. Birds maybe could exact some revenge over the next 3 days. Then the Nats come to town, and Washington's in the struggle bus as we sit here on this Monday. NFL news late last week, Jadeveon Clowney was released by the Carolina Panthers. And if you just, you know, read the interweb, a lot of linkage back to Baltimore, perhaps Kansas City, maybe Detroit among teams. Take a bring in a pass rusher who has been of the, not premier, but good. He's never been a premier pass rusher. He's never had double-digit sacks.
Well, the best year he ever had, I'm pretty sure, was the Ravens, sack-wise.
He had 9.5 in 17 with Houston. Then he had 9, and then 9.5 with the Ravens 2 years ago, where he hit bonuses.
Yeah.
With that
and,
Bob,
I thought that he was one of their better defensive players. He was getting pressure on the quarter. How many times did he just fall off? He could have had about 12, 13 sacks.
No doubt.
Thought he was extremely productive. And you know, it was kind of shocking that he got that sack production, because thought coming in, you know, well, he'll help. We know he can help against the run. And that's the thing that he can do. He can set the edge. So, We'll see. I said before, I know, you know, we know how the Ravens like to do business is they want to give their young guys an opportunity to see what they can do and then reevaluate after mini camp or maybe after a week or so of training camp. The only thing is, you know, if you needed a guy like Clowney, you would like to get him in, you know, a training camp or whatever. So he's got some time, get in shape, get in football shape, and that, so he can help right away if they need him.
Yeah, 5.5 sacks last year, 14 games for the Carolina Panthers, where he went home, basically.
That's, yep.
And they pretty much told him, you know, during rookie minicamp, and your services are no longer welcome. But I would think he'd be motivated to come back to Baltimore, not just because he enjoyed his time one season here, but he sees the writing of his career. He's a little up there in the age department, born in 93, so he's 32. Damn.
It just seems like he was just making that play against Michigan, you know.
Anyway, but you have a chance to win.
Right.
And, you know,
and he knows them. He knows the people here.
Yeah, so come on in, get acclimated or reacclimated. I mean, you know, Zach Orr won the defensive coordinator, but he was the linebacker coach. Mm-hmm. When he was here 2 years ago. So I don't see any downside to bringing Jadeveon Clowney back at all. Nolan, what do you think about a possible reunion with the former number one pick in the draft?
I'm all about it. And even if the Ravens are at full strength health-wise, and even if someone like David Ojabo starts to show signs that he's going to take that next step, it doesn't hurt you to bring in that extra insurance. So let's be honest, you know, Dafe Owe seems to be on the upward swing with his career, but it's still just one great year, or one good year at that. And Kyle Van Noy, well, there's no way I thought that he was going to do what he did last year after he did what he did the year prior. So I'm not going to count him out. But again, Father Time's undefeated. So what can you do, kind of like with the Orioles with the pitching, what can you do to give yourself that extra insurance that if the stuff does hit the fan midseason, a guy goes down with an injury, you're protected? You have a trusted guy that can go in there and get you numbers.
The only thing I would say to that, let's just say, like you said, Ojabo looks good. Isaac looks good. Mike Green. You got Van Ooy. You got Owe. You know, can you afford to keep six pass rusher, you know, six outside backer type guys? You know, you only have so many numbers. That's the problem, because you got to keep five D linemen. So then you've got 11 defensive linemen, you know, pass rush guys. And five linebackers, that's 16. And then you usually keep 11 DBs, you know, 28. Then you're going light on offense. The only thing is the numbers game.
Right. Yeah.
But you mentioned Van Noy, 12.5 sacks. Nobody saw that coming.
No.
I didn't think he was going to duplicate the nine or whatever it was 2 years ago when Clowney. He and Clowney just kind of came in
and saved that. Yeah.
Yeah, they were the number one pass rush team sack-wise in the National Football League. Van Noy and Owe combined for 22.5 sacks. I don't see that happening again. I'm not saying Clowney's the end-all, be-all to replace it. I would think that maybe Matabike up his total from 6.5 after having a monster year 2 years ago himself.
We thought, you know, a year ago at this time, we figured Matabike would be probably down to 8, you know, 8+.
Right.
And he went down to 6.5. So, yeah, he took a little step backwards. What we need is Travis Jones to get to 6, you know, and then Mike Green's got to have a 6 or 7 type. Yeah,
Travis Jones had 1 sack.
Yeah, he's got to. And he had that ankle for a lot of the time. Remember, you know, he was kind of had a hard time, you know, pushing off and stuff. And it's hard to rush a passer when your ankle's messed up.
But I think to the point, we're all potential reunion with DeGaney Clowney. We're thumbs up on this.
Yeah, right. I would.
Now, I would think he'd have a lot of other suitors, though. And I'm assuming he's done with the feel good. All right, I'm going home. That's all well and good until you start losing.
Oh, he's
every
ring
week.
Chasing now, and maybe get a little dough if he can get it.
And every team's looking for pass rush depth, so it's one of those tricky things where you're not going to sign him today. He doesn't want to sign today because he doesn't want to go through training camp. But how long can you afford to wait is kind of the question.